Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news with the headlines. Borokosa District Hospital records major drop in maternal deaths in 2025. Civil Society Consortium calls for due process in DEC Archbishop matter. And foreign news, fear and uncertainty sweep Venezuela after U.S. operation targets President Maduro. And in sports, Cameroon and South Africa set for high stakes AFCON round of 16 clash. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development says it has trained artisanal and small-scale miners from over 1,000 cooperatives across the country. The training is conducted in three phases during the last quarter of 2025, with sessions held in Mufumbwe, Kasempa, Solwezi and Mpika districts, each running from 21 days. The program was aimed to promote responsible mining practices, safety and full compliance with mining regulations. Following the training, all participating cooperatives were issued with artisanal mining licenses, marking a major step towards formalizing the artisanal and small-scale mining sector. The ministry says the initiative enhances productivity, environmental protection and community relations, while equipping miners with skills in safety standards, mineral processing and legal mining operations. Now, this is according to a statement issued by Shamwinda Tembo, Principal Public Relations Officer at the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development.
The intensive 21-day program was delivered in Mufumbwe, Kasempa, Solwezi, and Mpika, equipping miners with practical skills in safe pit design, mineral identification, ore extraction, and compliance with safety and environmental standards. In addition to hands-on training, participants learned about accessing finance and markets, understanding mining rights, and fostering positive community relations. At the conclusion of the program, all cooperatives were formally issued artisanal mining licenses, marking a major step towards legalizing and formalizing the sector. The Ministry of Mines has pledged to expand this initiative nationwide in 2026, reinforcing government efforts to build a safe, sustainable, and fully regulated artisanal and small-scale mining industry.
Vice President Mdale Nalumango has visited flood victims in Lumezi district who were displaced days ago and currently being sheltered at Kazembe Primary School. In her address to the over 70 families, the Vice President assured them of the government's continued support while long-term solutions are being sought. She also said tents will be supplied to the victims. Ms. Nalumango further called on citizens in flood-prone areas to relocate to higher grounds. Furthermore, the Vice President expressed the government's sadness over the loss of a life in the course of the disaster. According to Zanis, Chief Kazembe has also appreciated the government for the timely assistance rendered to the flood victims. The traditional leader said a total of 25 villages have been affected. He further called on the government to help the affected families with inputs, as they had also lost their crops in the disaster. Now, Borokosa Town Council in Northern Province has announced a significant reduction in maternal mortality at Borokosa District Hospital for the year 2025. An evaluation of maternal health services at the hospital shows that a total of 1,240 deliveries are recorded during the year, including many emergency referrals from surrounding districts. Despite handling complicated obstetric cases, the hospital recorded only one maternal death in 2025. Now, this translates to a maternal mortality ratio of about 81 per 100,000 live births, which is far below the national average. The achievement is attributed to strengthened emergency obstetric care, timely surgical interventions, and a functional referral system at the district hospital. Meanwhile, Mporokosa Town Council Chairperson Nick Ngole commended medical staff for their dedication and professionalism. He has reaffirmed the council's commitment to further improving maternal health services through enhanced medical equipment, improved laboratory services, and expanded hospital capacity.
Includes a high number of emergency referrals from surrounding districts. Despite managing complex obstetric cases, sadly, only one maternal death was recorded in 2025. This translates to a maternal mortality ratio of approximately 81 per 100,000 live births, which is significantly lower than the national average. This remarkable achievement is attributed to strengthened emergency obstetric care, timely surgical interventions.
This is Church News.
Now, still in local news, a consortium of 10 civil society organizations says the summoning of Lusaka Catholic Archbishop Alec Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission should not be viewed as persecution of the church, but as a lawful investigative process. Speaking at a press briefing held at Mika Hotel, consortium chairperson Isaac Mwanza says no individual, regardless of religious or social status, is above the law. The consortium says legitimate questions surrounding the ownership and transfer of the motor vehicle linked to Archbishop require clarification in the interest of accountability and transparency. It urges the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops to allow both state and internal church processes to proceed without pressure of public agitation. The civil society groups emphasize that faith and the role of law are complementary and that accountability strengthens rather than weakens the moral authority of the church.
If their bishop, their diocese, and its priest genuinely respect the rule of law, the most responsible course of action is to allow the legal process to proceed independently and without pressure. Public demonstration or institutional memos risk undermining public confidence in both the justice system and the moral authority of the church. The church has historically played a vital role in defending justice, truth, and accountability in Zambia. That credibility is best preserved by upholding due process, encouraging cooperation with investigators, and avoiding actions that may be interpreted as institutional intimidation or prejudgment of the case. True respect of the law is shown not through collective pressure.
Now, in a similar development, leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, Charles Chanda, has questioned the decision by the Drug Enforcement Commission to summon Lusaka Catholic Archbishop Alec Banda. Mr. Chanda says the move diverts attention from more pressing national issues, especially challenges affecting farmers and ordinary citizens who are already struggling. Speaking in an interview on Sunday, Mr. Chanda says Zambia has celebrated over 30 years as a declared Christian nation, but is now getting involved in what he describes as petty issues that do not add value to communities. He emphasizes that the country should focus on real challenges facing citizens instead of what he calls political pettiness involving church leaders. Mr. Chanda further highlights the significant role played by the Catholic Church globally and locally, noting that the church provides education, healthcare, and social support to many Zambians. He has warned that the actions by the DEC risks undermining the church's important contribution to society. Meanwhile, Mr. Chanda also challenges the government to ensure transparency across all religious institutions. He says it is important for all religious leaders, not only the Catholic Church, to declare the sources of funds used to construct places of worship in order to